JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
The government continues to make steady strides in the field of information, working to ensure that Jamaicans not only have access to relevant information affecting their daily lives, but in formats conducive to national growth and development. In April, Minister with Responsibility for Information, Senator Sandria Faulkner, announced the development of an electronic media policy as part of wider plans to increase opportunities for the public to access government information.
This will provide an enabling framework for the new media landscape and, importantly, anchor our ambitions in being regional leaders in innovation, content creation, cultural exchange and promotion, and regulation.
The minister says comprehensive stakeholder consultations have already been completed and plans for the new policy will facilitate greater public interaction and involvement in the dissemination of government information. Jamaica continues to strengthen its reputation as a world leader in the area of press freedom, placing 17th on the 2014 Reporters Without Borders World Press Freedom Index. This ranking placed Jamaica ahead of the United States, Canada, Britain, and just below Switzerland and Ireland. The country was also ranked first in the entire Western Hemisphere in terms of press freedom. Last year, Jamaica was commended by the United States-based Social Progress Imperative for significant achievement in the area of access to information and communication. In its recent publication, Jamaica outperformed the United States with a score of 82.07% in the category, compared to the 81.33% scored by the US. The information minister assured members of the media that the government will not pursue any state regulation or censorship of the media, stressing, however, that the freedom the press enjoys must be used with responsibility. To foster greater accountability from the press on behalf of members of the public, Senator Faulkner urged the Press Association of Jamaica, PAJ, and the Media Association of Jamaica, MAJ, to work together to establish a Media Complaints Council, which will give those who feel wronged by the media a place to get redress.
Many who have suffered gross misrepresentation or other forms of abuse by the media do not have the means to seek redress through the courts. We also know that some people do not like the inconvenience of the court system. It should also provide a swift, transparent, simple, and cost-free mechanism to resolve complaints from members of the public arising from editorial conduct and content.
In October, the government announced plans to reform regulations for alcoholic beverage advertising. Senator Faulkner says this move is consistent with the general principle of socially responsible advertising, ensuring that all advertisers of alcoholic beverages and other such products include cautionary messages as part of such advertisements. Jamaicans were again urged to educate themselves about the Access to Information Act and how its provisions can be used to help influence the administration of the country.
We want knowledge and use of the ATI Act to take hold in Jamaica, especially among you, our young. We recognize that it is through your appreciation for the Act and willingness to be active participants in the running of this great country that Jamaica will continue to grow.
Principal Director of the Information Division in the Office of the Prime Minister, Joanne Archibald. She says the government will continue initiatives to increase awareness about the rights guaranteed to all citizens under the Act. Creating an informed population with ample opportunities for collective participation in the administration of government affairs remains a key objective of the government. Those were major highlights of the information portfolio of the Office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.